to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The Black Eyed Peas have packed up their equipment, and the Super Bowl champion has been crowned. So what's next? George Kester, the Mamie Foxx Twyman Martell Professor of Business Administration at Washington and Lee University, discusses how the winner now determines which way the stock indicator goes for the year.
Over the years, economists and others have come up with a variety of amusing and sometimes bizarre ways to predict the direction of the economy and the stock market. In the 1920s, economist George Taylor observed a positive relationship between economic activity and women's hemlines. When one was up, so was the other, and vice versa. A well-known stock market predictor that is usually mentioned this time of the year is the Super Bowl stock market predictor, which bases its prediction on the original league affiliation of the winner of the Super Bowl. Whenever an original National Football League team wins, the market will be up that year. When an original American Football League team wins, it'll be down. Don't laugh, it works. Over the 44-year history of the Super Bowl, the original league affiliation of the Super Bowl winner has correctly predicted the directional change of the market 77% of the time. The presence of two original NFL teams, the Steelers and the Packers, in this year's game made for an especially promising prediction. Even though the Steelers play in the American Football Conference, they were originally an NFL team, as were the Packers prior to the 1970 merger of the two leagues. Whenever two original NFL teams play in the Super Bowl, it doesn't matter which team wins. The market will be up. This has happened 9 times, and the market was up every time. Moreover, the average market gain on these occasions was 17.7%, as compared to an average loss of 3.6% whenever an original American Football League team won. So no matter who you were cheering for on Sunday, you could relax and not worry about the future of your stock investment portfolio, at least in 2011.
That was Washington and Lee University's George Kester. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. I got a feeling that tonight's gonna